I will pass in the night.
No. Pasuk, we are going further.
Further?
Yes, what's the problem? I cannot see what it is.
So it's not your bed.
It's very small for God, it is.
Take this one, Gadi. This is bigger. You have to change your glasses.
Yeah.
I did it.
We say. See now that.
I think it's 40. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk.
Yud Bet or Yud Bet? Or do you give it?
Yud Bet, Pasuk, Kaf, Zayin.
Twenty-seven.
Yes.
Okay.
What is Ve'et Bateinu Itzil?
Save
our houses. Who cares?
No, the Jews.
They painted it.
But they're leaving the house.
Yeah, but
they're living it in Egypt. What is so important that God saved their houses? For what?
No.
For 2 minutes?
They've got to stay in their houses until he passes away.
Yeah.
No, it says you will tell your children and the children's children that God saved our houses in Egypt. That's what it's saying,
but
yes?
It's symbolic. Saved our household.
It's
symbolic.
What?
Symbolic.
Symbolic to what?
It's not the house, it's
so
the
what
household.
Is it?
It's the
what's
family.
A household?
The family.
Family.
Yeah.
Household doesn't sound so good. The Jewish home.
Right.
It's not the physical house,
the
because
Jew.
We don't care about it, because they're leaving Egypt. But how do they leave Egypt?
Like Jews.
If you remember, we talked about it when Yaakov Avinu gets out from his parents to marry, and on the way he meets this place and he sees angels. Vayifga b'makom, it's written. He hit the place, and one of the explanations is that he was amazed of what he saw there. When he comes back years later, vayifgeu bo malachei Elokim, the angels of God see him and they amazed of him. Why? Because he comes back with a Jewish family.
That's him.
That's the power of a Jewish family. And here again, it's the same story. Because before we go out of Egypt, we have to understand what is our main job. And he's telling all the time, you have to tell your children. You have to build a Jewish home. A home which is going to educate the next generation. And the next generation. And this is why, before they go out of Egypt, in the last minute, the Torah is mentioning again and again and again and again what? The house. Or let's say, not the house, the home. The Jewish home. And how do we see it? We see it from the first time it's mentioned. Let's go back now. And you see how it's so clear. When we go back to Pasuk Gimel. Sorry, go to Pasuk Dalet, the next one. Imimat Habayit.
Imimat.
אם ימעט הבית, מיות מסה,
ולקח הוא... איזה שיפור, מה זה?
אם ימעט הבית, מיות מסה, ולקח הוא...
סורי.
Veshcheno. What is the Torah telling us here? If the household is not enough to eat this lamb, lamb is a big thing. So what do you do? Velakachu, he will take him and his neighbor. Close where?
To his house.
To his house. Do you know a neighbor that is not close to your house? I don't know. What's the Torah telling us here? Well, when you say neighbor...
A neighbor is a neighbor.
The one right next to him.
No, so, okay.
That's the same as you do.
Somebody what does it mean?
Somebody who's got a smaller family so that you enjoy them together.
Yeah, yeah. But why is the Torah telling us, if you want to talk about the neighbor, so you say the shochem.
Zero.
Bring me a glass of sugar from the neighbor. No, no, bring from the neighbor that is near us. Why? Where is your neighbor? Not near you?
Of course. The neighbor is...
Maybe the nearest.
The person who's doing the same as you're doing.
In other words,
close,
not to your house, but to your ideas, to your belief in God. And we can see it when we look. במכסת נפשות. What is a מכסת נפשות? What is a נפש? נפש is נשמה, is נפש. Yeah. So in other words, the Torah is telling us, שכנו הקרוב לביתו, not the neighbor that lives near you, and is not close to your Jewish home, but a neighbor that is near to you, it can live in the other side of town, but is near your ideas, near the Jewish home. This is the neighbor we're talking about.
But doesn't he have to bring the...
You do it together. It's no problem. But you can have a few families having the same lamb.
Having the same lamb.
Yes. That's what they're saying here. Because the idea is you should eat all the meat. You shouldn't leave anything. But if, you know, let's say you have a problem with the Korban Pesach. But, you know, I heard that now they made this artificial meat that it's really almost the same. That's what they say. I don't know.
What?
So maybe they have a Korban Pesach. There's an artificial Korban Pesach.
it's supposed to taste like meat, but the guy who they brought...
They tested it, but they know...
British, and the guy threw it up.
What? I didn't know.
They are developing...
imitation meat.
Scientists. Food engineers.
Yeah, because some people say it's not healthy meat. So some people...
I will eat more meat from there.
Yes.
It will be cheaper.
Yes, cheaper.
I mean, people will eat this artificial, so the price of the meat, real meat, will fall, and I will eat more meat.
Yeah.
This is what
that
I mean.
That is meat from soy. Awesome.
Yeah.
So they meet this, they do this mixture, also. They do, and it's really, it gets very close to the taste of the meat.
Maybe they're thinking of manna.
But it's not meat.
Yeah, it's thinking about manna, So what we see here is an unbelievable thing. We see that the Torah is telling us that the basic thing is the Jewish home. In other words, okay, now we work on Emunah. What do you do with this Emunah? You worship God. What is one of the ways? You build a Jewish home. And now when you have a Jewish home, now you can get out of Egypt and get to receive the Torah and go to Eretz Yisrael and have this beautiful combination which we are, Baruch Hashem, privileged to be in. They say, when they say the Chatam Sofer, he used to say, he wanted very much to come to Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't do it eventually. But he used to say that to keep the mitzvahs abroad is not the same as keeping the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Why? Because there are two things in each one of the mitzvahs. One is, God ordered me to do it, so I do it. That's what mitzvah was, a mitzvah. But the other one is the benefit of the mitzvah. In other words, God is not just telling us to do things because he wants us. This is not Pharaoh. This is God. Whatever he tells us to do is for our own benefit. The problem is that the benefit can be achieved only here in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Chatam Sofer says. In other words, when you keep the mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz, abroad, you get a reward for doing a mitzvah. But to get the actual power of the mitzvah is only here in Eretz Yisrael, which you can get both doing a mitzvah and also gaining what is in the deep depthness of this mitzvah. This is the power of Eretz Yisrael.
My friend lives in the old Syrian. He says he can do a Korban Pesach there. That's why he moved there. They're allowed.
No, there are people that say yes. There are a lot of other problems. Yes, it's not korban. You have to be pure. I don't know. It's not.
Not the simple
but
thing.
But if these people that went out and took the Korban Pesach, you said they need to divide. Yes.
Yeah.
But who hasn't so much emunah? There is also tikvah that they would see everything and
that's what he said. When he says we're getting out of Egypt, this is called Tzivot Hashem. He says everybody who wanted to get out of Egypt could get out. The problem is that we had, unfortunately, a lot of Am Yisrael that didn't want to go out.
And they died.
They in died in the darkness play.
They didn't want what they said. They didn't want or
they just didn't want.
They didn't want.
They don't have to say.
They didn't
do anything to get out of Egypt.
Listen, Hashem said clearly here, take a Korban Pesach. They didn't take. Do this. They didn't do. Paint your with blood.
What's happening today?
Make a breed.
The same thing.
They have to make
but
breed.
That's what I say. It's not a story.
So they didn't do. Like today, the same thing. You talk with somebody and he goes, no, I don't go to the shul.
Today I was, today I only, I went to visit a good friend from Brazil that suddenly they discover a cancer. He's in Tel HaShomer. And he called Yosef and me, he and his wife call us to say the name in the Torah and to make Tehillim and Tfilot and this. And, but when I went there to visit him, I sat down by his side and I said, you know, you'll feel better if you say also Tehillim only for Refuah Shlema. You are in our Tfilot, but you'll feel better. Try. I don't believe. I believe that who need to do Tehillim is who is always do and like Yosef that he believe and for him Hashem will
listen
for me. And Hashem will listen him to my Refuah Shlema. But if I'll ask, he'll not.
Okay.
Not here.
That's
I cannot understand this because
it's running away from the truth. That's what it is. That's all. So it's a very simple thing. Deep inside, he knows he's wrong, but he convinces himself that he is in a level that he cannot do anything about it. It's like people go to a rabbi to bless them, and they think that if the rabbi blessed them, that everything is okay. It doesn't work like this.
Yeah.
A blessing is a very good thing, but you have to help yourself.
Oh, the rabbi say, change your mezuzot. He changed the mezuzot and
that's
finished.
It, finished. Yeah. Doesn't need to do anything else.
Doesn't have anything.
He became religious because this guy said to him, how can you say that you can't, you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that? Did you try? First you got to try. If you don't like it after you try, okay. So he tried and he liked it.
Yeah.
That's why I say, Ta'amu u'u ki tov Hashem. Taste and feel that God is good. You see, this is the thing when we have a lot of problems. When we're talking about Yitziat Mitzrayim, and really we see that this is. Every time when I get to this point, it's very hard to understand. How can it be that 80% of Am Yisrael stay there? No, it's. For us, it's very difficult to understand it. How can it be? Well, they saw miracles in their own eyes. But the lesson here is a terrible lesson. It shows us we are so in this world that even if we'll see miracles, our Yetzer Hara is so strong.
Yeah.
And that's what he said in the beginning of the parsha, that Moshe Rabbeinu even was afraid of this Yetzer Hara. Because he knew the power of Yetzer Hara. You can see miracles, you can see God in your eyes and still go in the wrong direction. Slicha. Bila Marasha. Bila. He says, Yodea Da'at Elyon. He's a prophet. And a prophet with the potential of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not just another prophet. And this guy knows God, believes in God, and what does he do? The good in the eyes of God? No. How can it be? That's a big lesson for us. Understand it. There is only one way to get out of the Yetzer Hara. And that's what we say. It's keeping the mitzvahs. It's the Torah. Nothing else. It says, Barati Yetzer Hara, Barati Torah Tavlin. And Mesilat Yesharim writes it. God created Yetzer Hara, and he created the medicine. What is the medicine?
Torah.
Torah. It's like the doctor tells you, you have an illness, and the doctor tells you, you have to take this medicine. And instead of taking this medicine, you take a lot of other medicines. What's going to happen to you? You're going to die. So God is telling you, there is one medicine for Yetzer Hara. What is this medicine? What we do here? Torah. That's the medicine. It's nothing else. We do this, we can be safe from Yetzer Hara. We don't do this, doesn't matter what we're going to see. Look at Am Yisrael in Egypt. With all the things I try to come, I still don't understand it. But the lesson is, it's terrible. It's a terrible lesson.
But
Nazi Germany, you realize how many people didn't believe, and they saw in front of their eyes what's happening.
They assimilated to that. That was part of the problem.
It's what we say in psychology, they call it the comfort zone.
Comfort zone.
People can stay in their comfort zone. They're not comfortable. Comfort zone is something you're used to. It can be not comfortable at all.
Yes.
But you're used to it.
It's hard to get out of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very hard.
It's very hard. And sometimes you see things that you cannot believe. You look from the outside and say, is this guy stupid or what? Or what? He's got this terrible job, terrible life, and somebody offers him a better life, a better job, and he says,
no.
No, my, it's like our friends, what? You are going to Israel? They are killing the Antifada wars and this and that. It's crazy. Here there is comfortable. It's comfortable. Yeah. They are like with a shortish insight. It's very difficult.
We see it here. What do you want more?
And here is not the same. This is what I say.
They see 8 plagues. Unbelievable. Every normal person will tell you, after this, you run out of Egypt. God tells you what something to do, you run and do it. They don't do it. They don't do it.
What is on their mind?
I'm saying Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara and what we called, Yetzer is also comfort zone. When you are used to something.
And they were slaves. They were so badly treated.
It's like in psychology, this when you somebody in captivity is developing an interesting relationship with the one who
is captured.
And it's also, if you think it's not normal. But that's the nature of people. That's what we've got inside us. And that's why we learn again and again and again. You say, Mesilat Yesharim, Chovot Alvavot. One of the things they write, I didn't write this book for those who don't know. Everybody knows what I'm writing here. Even I know, and I wrote it for me and for others. Why? Because those things that you know that you have to do, you don't. You just go on with life, and you don't take notice. So you have to remind yourself all the time. That's why we're talking about Yetziat Mitzrayim. We have to remember it every day, a few times a day. And because we remember for every day and a few times a day, we have another problem. We get used to it. When we get used to it, what do? God gave us a special night, and at that night we sit and we make sure that we don't leave the table without knowing that God is the one and the only one who took us out of Egypt. And this is to give us the power for the next year of believing in the best way. So sometimes in life, we have to understand, you know, it's like in life, what you need the most, you have it everywhere. What you need less is rare. Air. Without air, it's free. Till now you don't have to pay for it.
No.
Water is not free, but you've got Baruch Hashem. Everything you need to survive, God gives you. Diamonds, you don't need. You can live without diamonds. The funny thing is, what is more expensive? What is more expensive?
Diamonds.
Water becomes more expensive.
Just to show you how stupid this world is.
That's right. It's true.
And this is why we have to put things in the right proportion. And as we say, we have to make sure that our box is not empty. That our box is going to be filled up with a lot of mitzvahs. Bezrat Hashem.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.